This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The Palestinian Authority has declared a state of emergency in the Gaza Strip. This after several people, including Gaza's longstanding police chief, were kidnapped Friday, then released. Tensions seem to be mounting within the Palestinian leadership. Earlier today, Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Korea reportedly offered his resignation to Yasser Arafat, who rejected it. Mr. Arafat is replacing Gaza's police chief. He's also named a cousin to another post to head the Palestinian security forces in Gaza. NPR's Peter Kenyon joins us from Jerusalem. Peter, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
It's a developing story, but untangle it for us as you can. First, what's the situation in the Gaza Strip right now?
It's quite tense, but the good news is all those hostages from yesterday are free. They were all unharmed, and one of those has been fired, and we got that from Major General Saeb al-Ajaz, who will be replacing, he says, Ghazi al-Jabali as the Gaza police chief. This would be a big change. Jabali's ruled the police there for the better part of a decade, despite numerous allegations of corruptions. Palestinians in Gaza say they were most upset yesterday by the abduction of the four French civilians who had been there working on an electricity project in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. I must say it's not clear that any of the demands of these kidnappers has been met. Those who kidnapped Jabali, for instance, are quite unhappy with the move today by Yasser Arafat to name his cousin Musa Arafat to be head of the Gaza security forces. They say that's unacceptable, and that suggests there may be more unrest on the way.
What about what we're told are intense discussions that are underway in Ramallah on the West Bank that could also involve some significant changes in key positions?
Well, starting at the top, Prime Minister Ahmed Korea had a meeting with Arafat today briefly before a meeting with Palestinian lawmakers and told Arafat he wanted out. Before going into that meeting, he told reporters that the situation in Gaza was a true disaster, absolute chaos. What we're told is that in that meeting, Arafat told Korea, let's see if we can't work this out. So that resignation is not official, but it does reflect a high level of frustration among various leaders here at their inability to maintain order, not just in Gaza, but in Jenin and Nablus as well. There's some talk of Arafat now consolidating the security services, but real reformers here say they'll believe that when they see it.
Mm. And, of course, the consternation created in advance of what's believed to be the Israeli withdrawal from the Gaza Strip that's supposed to be imminent. Any response from Israel?
Well, there's some preliminary responses. Following the kidnappings in Gaza, the Israeli government closed the Gaza Strip to all Israelis. And a source in the Prime Minister's office said the violence shows the importance of continuing with Mr. Sharon's plan to pull out of the Gaza Strip.
And here's Peter Kenyon speaking from Jerusalem. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Scott.